Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
give and glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am yours truly, Pastor Abel Wilson. And I'm coming to you today from the Disciples of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry out of the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and through my Blog Talk Radio with the Godfaith broadcast. The words from the Tree of Life. Amen. Just before I go into the Word of God tonight, I let it go before the thrones of grace and receive God's blessings upon this. Yes. For Heavenly Father, I come before thee at this time, giving you glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, I come magnifying, I come glorifying. I come lifting up your name, Father God, that is high above every name. Oh, Father, because there is none like in this other, I should worship another, I should serve with thee. Oh, Father, I come, Lord, Father, into your presence, Lord, asking, Lord, that you would look down upon this, Father God, and ask that you would touch Jesus' place and help me to speak your word, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, clear, Lord, with understanding. And, oh, Father, I pray and ask that you will anoint the ears of the people with ears, Lord, that they, Lord, Father God, will be able to hear your word, Lord. Oh, Father God, ask you, Lord, Father, to touch the ears, Lord. Oh, Father, give them an ear to hear, Lord, but not only to hear, but take your word and apply it and become doers. Father, thank you and I praise you for it. And I ask that you will bind every spirit that may come up against this broadcast tonight. Everything that is not like you, ask you to bring to naught, Father. Ask you to bind up all activities that come from the world of darkness, Lord. All satanic power that may come to hinder this broadcast, ask you to rebuke his mind and bring him to naught, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like I said, I come to you with words from the Tree of Life tonight. And my theme tonight will be Lessons in Christ will be taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 10. And I quote from the word of God tonight that was spoken by the Apostle Paul when he said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So my theme, like I said tonight, is Lessons in Christ, as he has chosen us, hallelujah, in him, before the foundation of the world, that while we were yet sinners, he showed forth his holiness towards us. And he took it upon us in a mighty special way. Oh, yes, yes, he showed his great love for us. He reached down and took us out of darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. That because he loves us, all those that praise God, that will submit unto him. Yes. And these blessings came from the Father, and he bestowed these blessings upon his children even before the foundation of the world, that we might be holy and without blame, our God and our God. Yes. Which mean we are to be without spot, and we should be faultless before him. And in his love. For he has predestined us into the adoption of his children through by Jesus unto himself, according to the good pleasure, his good pleasure, and of his own divine will. So we are, praise God, for his glorious grace, which he has blessed us. Amen. In his beloved, which is Jesus. Yes. In whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins. For we are all who are in Christ justified by him and through by his grace and through the redemption that we have in Christ Jesus, according to praise God. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You see, we was bought with a price. Therefore, we are to glorify God within our body and our spirit. For it is God who bought us and so therefore we should be quick and ready to glorify him. For he has bought us with a price. And we ought to be thankful for our deliverance, because it was him, Jesus, who paid the price. As he died on that cross, he who knew no sin, but yet he became sin for the whole world. They took him and stuck him up on that cross one Friday afternoon. And they utilized him. They pierced him within the sides and prayed God to even get his venom guns with gall. All that. But yet, he did not tell a moment of that word. He took the sins of the world upon his shoulders. Yes, he paid the price. The innocent for the guilty. He knew nothing, had nothing in his life. But yet he became sin, the righteous for the unrighteous. Yes, our Lord gave it all. He paid the price. He bought us. All who was in slavery, yet he brought us out of bondage. And he set those that who believe in him in his marvelous life. All those that who will heal unto his voice and hear his humble cry, he paid and did all on that cross. Yes, he was due to thy iniquity and took the chastisement of our peace upon him, and by his stripes we can clear our healing tonight. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm here to tell you, my friend. Jesus, he paid the price. Yes, he did. That's why we are to give glory to God the Father. because it was through by his goodness and his mercy that he sent his only begotten Son into this world. And Jesus came and he submitted his will to the will of the Father. And he took all that transgression upon him. Yes. Oh, my God, my God. It was Jesus who redeemed it up. It was Jesus who purchased the sin debt. And he brought us into the kingdom of God. Yes, yes, yes. Like the scripture says in Ephesians 1:13-14. Praise God, it was of the Spirit. Praise God. Yes, the Spirit of our Lord. Who prevailed it to by this on the cross when the nail drove the nail into his hand. It was by his Spirit that have purchased our sin debt. And we who were dead in sin, who by his death we became alive, spiritually alive. Yes, yes, yes. Like I said, it was through by God himself who gave up his only begotten Son so that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, yes, because you see, it is not God's desire that none may perish, but all of us come into reality and come into the truth and repent and turn away from our sin. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'll tell you tonight, my friend, it's up to us, praise God, to cling on to that free gift. That free gift which was given to us. Yes, I'm talking about a gift which cannot be worked for, and neither can we pay for. It was a gift that God chose to give us when he gave his only begotten Son. Yes. And that gift tonight is for all who will have the faith and the courage to believe. To believe in the Son of the Son of God, the Almighty, the Everlasting Father. Yes. If you have the faith to believe tonight that your Son Jesus, who was crucified upon that cross, and 3 days after his crucifixion, he rose it from the dead, that the Father raised him up. Hallelujah. So that we will have redemption through by him who shed his precious blood. Yes, it was Jesus who took our iniquity upon us. It was him who was cursed upon the tree. It was him who broke the bondage of the law. It was him who had the power through by the blood of Jesus, who brought us as the brokenness, shackles for us, set us free from bondage. Yes. Yes. Even though we were enemies to him, alienated from God, none desired to see God. None wanted to live for him. Every last one of us, when we came out from our mother's womb, we all desired to go our own separate way. And under none seeking after God, but we went our own way. But yet God sent his only begotten Son into the world to try to reconcile each and every one back to him. All those that will surrender to him. Yeah. Oh, my God, my God. Christ is the one that brought salvation into the world. And each and every one that who called upon him tonight is justified through by his precious blood, which was shed on the cross of Calvary. It was Jesus who enabled us to be able to sing a new song in Zion. The song of redemption and deliverance. He delivered us from all fear. Yes, it was Jesus who brought joy in our lives, that we may walk holy and without blame. Oh, my God, my God. Yes, as he brought Israel from under the bondage and the strong hands of Pharaoh. Jesus brought us out of darkness and us from the hands of the powerful one, which is Satan. And he set us free. Yes, he did. That's why we can say tonight, blessed is he who put his trust in the Lord. Blessing is he follow the sons of God. All those who God have called out of darkness into the marvelous. All those that praise God, who he gives the power to become sons and daughters of his. We thank God tonight. We thank God for his beloved son. Yes. For him and Jesus. Praise God. Who broke the shackles and set us free. Who by his blood, his shedded blood. Amen. That which cleanses us. Praise God, brought us to the place that we can cry out our Father tonight. All those that are in Christ, all those who have been born again, you can say our Father. But if you're not in Christ, never accept the Christ as your Lord and Savior, you cannot call God your Father. You can't go over this point and say our Father. Even though there are many people, praise God, they try to claim that privilege when they go before the Lord in prayer. Praise God and holler, our Father, which are in heaven. But I want you to know, if you have not been blood washed, you by the blood of Jesus, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, you cannot call God your Father, because he's not your Father. Praise God, Satan is your Father, according to, praise God, St. John 8:44. Praise God, as the Bible said, you was of your father, and that what you see your father do, that what you would do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Well, therefore, tonight, I want to give each and every one who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior the opportunity to call into this broadcast. Call in tonight and surrender your life to Christ. Give your heart to him. I know you're probably tired living the old sinful life you've been living. Praise God. Satan have you bound. Try to want to kill you to hell with him. But praise God, you don't have to go to hell. Praise God, you can call upon Jesus tonight and you can be set free. Yes, my friend, you can be delivered from bondage tonight if you just call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's all you have to do, my friend. Call upon Jesus. And he will deliver you. He will set you free. He will save you. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. I tell you. Yes, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to praise God, open the prayer lines up. And you can call in. Praise God. With the prayer requests. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because God is standing at the door of your heart tonight. Yes, Jesus is standing at the door. Praise God. And he's ready to come in and sup with you. He said if you open up your heart and let him in, he would come in and he would take a residence. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, praise God. All you have to do is invite him in tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want you to call in, and that prayer line number that you can call in to is 576-453-9394. And I'll give you that number again. Call-in number is 576-453-9394. Call in, praise God tonight with your prayer request. You want to give your heart to Christ tonight, you're tired. Praise God, heading down the wrong road, the road of destruction. Praise God, and you want your life to be right in the eyes of God, and you want to make a change in life tonight, you can call in. Call in, praise God, with your prayer request. Praise God, at this time. Yeah, song which we all need God to do, not to change us. Praise God. yeah, oh yeah. I'm glad about it because he's changing me. Praise God. And I know that he's the same God that's changing me. He can change you. He bought me up out of the muck of the mire. Yes, he did. I was rich. We're undone. Hallelujah. On my way to hell. Yes, sitting in hell. Had a hold on me and he would not let go. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He had me bound. Had me shackled. Oh, yes, in his web. It was like a spider caught up, a fly caught up in a web. And the spider was about to attack him and destroy him. That's the way Satan was, had me. He had me bound. Praise God. He had me ready. Hell, yes, Lord. His destruction. But thank God. Thank God. And Jesus looked down upon me and saw my fault and looked it upon my knees and he brought me up out of the muck and the mire. He saved me. He brought me up out of the drum hills of the dust. Hallelujah. And the terrible and miserable life of sin. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, my God, my God. What he did for me, he'll do for you. It's like the McDuffie's brother family said. He'll change you. He'll change you. Yes, he will. Oh, my God, my God. You know, I just had to play that. I had to play that song once more. Once more, I just got to play that song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord wants someone to hear that tonight. Or he want to change someone. He want to set you free. He want to break the shackles that hold you in bondage tonight. Yes, yes. Praise God, that's not a song that he changed me, but it is. He can fix everything that will go alright for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you have to change it first now. Come on in. Let him change it. Then everything will be alright. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, he'll change now. Yes, yes, he'll make everything all right. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You have to give him a try. You have to try him now. You have to give him a chance. He will make it all right. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, you're listening to the Agape broadcast over Block Talk Radio. Praise God. And Agape broadcast is part of the Sabbath of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry and Agape radio station. Amen. So, we are on all social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, Google. Praise God. And we're on about every web browser. Praise God. Such as Google, Chrome. Praise God. Firefox. And Safari. Praise God. And Internet Explorer. On all those stations, hallelujah, that you can come through via those web browsers and get, praise God, Agape broadcast station, which is a part of the Sabbath of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry. And we're also on Radio Garden. Or you get the app, the Radio Garden app, and praise God, you'll find Agape broadcast station on that, along with something like about 8,000 other radio stations around the world. Hallelujah. And you can call in the Agape broadcast station. Tune in to it at any time. Or you can call me, Pastor Wilson, at my phone number, which is 267-216-4917. And that's my personal number. 267-216-4917. Or you can call me through my magic number, which is 215-475-9824. And that number is 215-475-9824. You can call me 24/7 a day, 7 days of the week. Don't care what hour, time of hour, night or day, you can reach me. Amen. If you need prayer, I'll be there to pray with you and touch and agree on whatever situation you're faced with. Amen. Praise God. That's all you have to do is pick up the phone and call in. But right now you can call in at our call-in number, and that number is 516-453-9394. And I repeat, that number is 576-453-9394. Amen. You can call in and get a prayer through. The Lord is on the line. Yes, he is. With his ears open to the cry of his children. Yes, he said, we answer while we yet call. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I'll play another song. But there is a blessing waiting for someone. All you have to do is come and call in and receive it. Thank you. Yes. All you have to do, ask and it shall be given. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My God got it. There's a blessing waiting for someone tonight. All you have to do is call in. Praise God, call in. I'm here to tell you that God have a blessing waiting for you. Oh, yeah. I remember, praise God. I had a problem, praise God, and I had to take it to the Lord. I didn't have no one else to take it to but him. I came down, praise God, with All my heart is from clog to clog to my heart. 95% clog. Praise God. And I'll never forget when the doctor said to me that the only way I will survive, they will have to operate. Have to have open heart surgery to the bypass. And when the doctor looked at me and said, you have this operation, otherwise you wouldn't make it. And I never forget my wife asked him, what guarantee can you give? And the doctor said, I can't guarantee. Only the master. Okay. I'm the professor. And when he said that, that's all I needed to give. I know God had a blessing waiting for me. And I said, okay, Doc, how soon can we go through with the surgery? When can we operate? He said, praise God, we'll do it Tuesday morning. That was on a Monday. Praise God, I'm ready to go. I went through that surgery, came out in brown color. They operated on me on a Tuesday, praise God, and that Friday they told me, you can go home. My God, my God. I walked out of that hospital because on that Friday, things got kind of hectic, so therefore I couldn't get released until that Monday, but I came home that Monday, and I've been going ever since. God raised me up and kept me on the battle. I know he is no respecter of a person. What God did for me, he'll do for you. Oh, yeah, but you have to call in. Give it to him. Whatever you may be troubled with tonight, you can give it to God. Yes, yes. He told us to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. Oh, yeah. All you have to do is call in tonight. The prayer lines is open. And the number is 576-453-9394. And I repeat. And number again is 516-53-9394. Yes, 516-453-9394. Call in and get your prayer answered. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. I got like here. Praise God from Bishop Paul Martin. Hallelujah. Great man of God. Thank you. Yes, yes. Our great God. Praise God. You are listening to the Agape broadcast over Blog Talk Radio. Our time is running out. But I just want to say that God bless each and every one of you that are listening to this broadcast. And I want you to be encouraged. And remember that Jesus is Lord. He is a way maker. And he is a provider. He opened doors that no man can close. And he shut doors that no man can open. But I want you to be encouraged. Until next time, this is Pastor Abel Wolfenberg, and may God continue to bless you all. Praise God. Amen.